Good morning, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Betty Brown. This goes to Dr. Yount, 19822. Mrs. Brown performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced capacity was moderately impaired and was a severe degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 9-21-21, there's been slight deterioration, period. A paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing mild progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on Thomas Brown. This goes to Dr. Thompson. On 9-8-22, Mr. Brown performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 9-21-21, there's been significant deterioration, period, of paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with an insignificant bronchospastic component showing progression, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on Robert Say, S-E-A-Y, this goes to the VA. On 9-8-22, Mr. Say performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FPF 25-75 over FPC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of restriction, period. The paragraph impression, minimal restriction with moderate reversible airways obstruction or improved effort after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 4-28-22, there's been now demonstration of reversible airways obstruction, period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on patient Pamela Cornelison, C-O-R-N-E-L-I-S-O-N. This goes to Dr. Partis. On 9-8-22, Mrs. Cornelison performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 319 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 93%, period. In paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Christopher McMullen. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 9-8-22, Mr. McMullen performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. The paragraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Kenneth Best. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 9-8-22, Mr. Best performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8-24-20, There's been no significant change, period. Empyrean compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Showing no significant change, period. Thank you.